Catch the Randy Rhoads Show live weekday afternoons right here on Progressive Voices Channel from 4 to 6 Eastern. Every Republican, it's like they all act like they're the victim. You know, all the very, very wealthy are the victims. They're being victimized. They pay too much in taxes. It's not fair. It's not right. Their businesses, they pay too much tax. Meanwhile, you look at the actual tax return and GE's tax burden, $0. Big Pharma? What was that? What was that figure on Big Pharma? Like $800 billion in profits? And it's not enough. They're the victim. They're the victim. It's amazing. And then you got the Tom Prices in the House, who is now in charge of Health and Human Services, who's legislating for medical device companies, you know, companies that make prosthetics, that make the hip replacement, that make the shoulder replacement parts, that make them, you know, and they're writing legislation as they're investing in these companies, and they're the victims. I mean, this is inside information, insider trading, green mail, and all the other stuff that you've come to know, and no one enforces it, and these guys get promoted. They fail upward, fail upward, fail upward, and then when they get all the way up there, they realize it's lonely, and they have to whine. Help me. It's lonely up here at the top. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Then leave it where it belongs, on my head. And stop whining. You're not being taxed too much. You're being taxed too little. I mean, it's always this victimhood thing. They're such, oh my God, they're complainers. They just can't stop. Snowflakes. They're just snowflakes. Shawanda.
Hi, it's Shonda.
Okay.
But I'm calling. That's okay. I'm calling. They're whining, but they exempt themselves for all the changes.
Yeah.
And they put it on us.
Of course.
I mean, if it's not good, if it's good for them, it should be good for us. We are Americans. And I just started a new job, and I am so afraid. I have pre-existing. I'm an asthmatic.
Okay.
Under this bill, I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford this kinder insurance. I lost a brother to colon cancer 10 years ago.
Oh.
I mean, 10 years ago.
Sorry.
And we were taking our extra money to pay for my mom because she was 25 cents over to get Medicaid. And now she has stroke dementia.
Mm.
What I'm slowly doing, I have lost my world to health care.
Yeah.
And you have these idiots up here, and I'm putting it in the kindest words as I can.
Yeah.
And this bill under Obamacare, millions of people, we're catching these diseases in early stages.
Yes.
And we weren't paying for to try to save their lives. We were paying for, my brother at the end was $1.5 million.
Yes,
dollars.
That's right.
When it could have been a $75 test that would have saved him in the first place.
That's so true. That's so true. And I'm a perfect living example of it. My sister, 44 years old, didn't get diagnosed, late stage. It was a mess. It was expensive. They didn't cover half of what she needed. The physical therapy after massive, massive back surgery with rods and cages and this and that and body casts. Oh, but they wouldn't cover the physical therapy. So she died all hunched up in a wheelchair at 44 freaking years old. Me, on the other hand, I have Obamacare. I went for my well woman visit. I said, I feel a little lump there. They said, let's do the mammogram. There you go. You got a cancer. Let's take it out.
And why Obamacare is messed up now? It wasn't in the beginning. It's messed up because they have, excuse my language, crapped it up.
Yeah, here's what they did, just so that you know, and you can say these words out loud to somebody that's going to argue with you. They did away with something called the risk corridor payments. That was a payment to the insurance company. It was about $86 billion, okay?
Yes.
And that $86 billion was to keep the insurance companies in the exchanges, giving the 10 essential benefits and not denying pre-existing condition people from coming in. It was going to cost them more, so that was the deal that they... And then Paul Ryan, in a budget reconciliation bill, took that payment out. And that's when they started fleeing the exchanges. And that's what happened to it.
That's why I was on Obamacare a very, very short shot time, and I was able to pay for all my asthma medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It was either free or $5.
Right.
And then once I went to employee, it was higher that way, and I couldn't afford it. And when I was looking back in it, it has all messed up, and it's because of the Republican Party wanted to screw up what he had put in place to save American lives.
And the reason, and the reason is because they saw those payments as money they could transfer to the wealthy through tax cuts.
Yes.
They thought, why give the unwashed masses anything when we know best what to do with these dollars?
I'd rather pay the $5 or the $6 each month to save somebody's life than for another rich person to pay no taxes whatsoever. This is crazy.
It is. You're right. It's crazy. It's inhuman. It's not decent. It lacks integrity. And it's all because the very wealthy in this country control more and more and more. You know the Koch brothers, if you go in the homework section today, how much are they spending on this next election, Howard? $400 million on the midterm. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.